Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
LaDivas of Chicago Catering, www.ledivas.com, is offering a 30% discount on all events of 100 persons or more, good until September 7th, 2015. Please visit our website at ledivas.com and call us today at 773-536-5432. That's 773-536-5432. 5432.
Let me tell you about the Peace Parks of North London project. We are creating a peace park from a vacant lot, one part of the park at a time, one weekend at a time. We are volunteers wanting to make a difference. The park will be for the people of Chicago, especially the residents of North London. Would you like to help? Please RSVP for the day and time. You can help by leaving a message on 773-542-9126 or send email to contact@urbanartretreat.com. We work each Saturday and Sunday, noon to 4 p.m. Join us weekends through November 2015.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
This show is Art and Social Justice Issues. This is Diana Long. We will be speaking with artists and activists about issues that affect us all.
Okay, hello. This is Diana. It's Wednesday and it's 3 o'clock, and so today we're going to be talking again. This radio show is about artists and activism. And today I'm talking with Marion Hayes, and it's great to have you here today, Marion. And I'd like to start out by saying, because the radio show is about artists and activism, it's great to interview artists who work on social justice issues. And so I'd like to start out by asking you how that fits in for you. Can you please respond to that? Are you an artist who works in social justice issues? I suspect yes.
Yes, I hope you can hear me.
I am an artist,
and I think everything now is about social justice. And I'm just passionate about how art can change lives. And I try to do that not only with putting something on the canvas or doing a sculpture, but in my behavior and in the way I dress, or having a concept of how I want to live and affect the lives of people around me via art.
Yeah, we talked on here before that it's even like every decision you make, like do you decide to go to the store or shop big business or everything, every decision you make is pretty much, involved in that.
Yes, art related, because art really, how can I say, some people say whatever, something changed their lives or saved their lives. You know, when you first met me, I was in a bad situation, and I was in school as an older female. I was working on an art degree, but I just lost my mom, lost my house, and lost a sense of belonging. But art was instrumental in allowing me to pull myself together, to focus, and to set goals, and to really enter a world of, I don't really know how to say it, but stability. Just to have a goal and even if sometimes a deadline to complete a project, it really put me on point and to see the end result of something that came out of pen and paper or charcoal on paper, something that takes on its own life, gave me new life. And it really happened via, you know, my own hands, my own mental capacity to develop some kind of a concept, manifest it, and present it to the world and be proud of it. So that's why I'm saying art really shaped my life as it is today.
So really art has really influenced your life a lot.
Yes, exactly. And because it was such a powerful tool of regeneration, if I can put it like that, I am adamant about sharing how it changed me with others. I don't care the age, I don't care the gender, I don't care the race, the color, the creed. Art has a impact that is beyond price. And the more we embrace it and set it free, if I can put it like that, I think the more it will change the world. But how can I put it? You know, there are standards. You know, just like our human body is not made in a haphazard way. Art, to some people, they think art is just somebody flinging paint on a canvas or throwing something together. But it really isn't. Art is a state of mind. It's a concept. It's a thought. It's a genuine link to the inarticulate, the unspeakable, the unseen. And for an artist to sit down and think about how he or she wants to shape and form a concept where it can be presented to the world and have people ponder or wonder or be set at awe is a powerful thing. And it's worthy to be, how you said, taught early and often to every child all over the world. And especially, I'm thinking now, especially here in Chicago. Well, you know, as an art therapist, you know how powerful a tool art can be in, how can I say it, in helping a person through traumatic experiences. And I think that we're just traumatized on a daily basis, whether we want to admit it or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know as a child, in my own personal experience, which has really, you know, formed my whole way of thinking, really, I had a really tough childhood and had to go through a lot of different things. And I found that art, making art, and looking at art really helped me tremendously to keep going. And,
exactly.
To make pictures about how I was, what I was thinking of, how I was feeling that I was not expressing verbally. And
right.
I've often been known to say that it saved my life. And therefore, I know that it can save the life of others. And it's
Thank
one
you.
Of the reasons why I got into the profession I got into. Yeah. So I really agree with you on that. I think it can do so much for people. I think that if everybody made art all around the world would be a better place.
Exactly. That's sometimes
yeah.
as I am. You know, I'm a 61-year-old grandmom, and the first thing I did with my first granddaughter, when she would come to visit, we would pull out the watercolors. And we would paint. We would pull out crayons and draw color.
Right.
And I remember she drew a big heart, and she said she was learning her ABCs and sounding out words. And, you know, I have a little radio show. As a matter of fact, she's the one who named me Yay Yay. And in the heart, she said, I love Yay Yay, V-E-V-E, much. It's like very, very much. And I was like, okay.
That's good.
So, yeah.
I just that as people went through life, that they would continue making art. Unfortunately, at least in this country, that most people think that art is for children or artists, and there's nothing in between. And I, again, I say that if everybody were making art, we wouldn't have wars and all these things that are going on, because people would be able to express themselves. No?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, you know, once you have a thought, you know, like you might say, I would like to take these old cans and turn them into a tin man. So from that, you have to get a process. Are you going to cut them up, or how are you going to approach that thought to make it a concrete manifestation? So, you know, you get down, you might draw it down, you know, you draw out a scheme or a pattern of what you're going to do. Then you might collect. What I'm trying to say is that the whole process is an adventure. Where you're going to get your material, how you're going to navigate maybe working a 9-to-5 job, or like I do, you know, babysit. How are you going to set aside that allotted time in your life to make your dream real? And once you start that process, other things, you know, just, you know, you're prioritizing your life. And other things, you know, they take a back seat, or you just hurry up and do this so you can get to what you really want to do. And it works. So it might take 20 years, it might take 2 months, but the bottom line is it's something that you put your mind to do. And the end result is someone's going to enjoy it, or bottom line, you will be satisfied with the end result. So, yeah, It's almost like, you know, getting a nice outfit to go party in, your artwork. And, you know, you love it. You know, maybe somebody else will praise it, but the bottom line, you're satisfied. And I think that goes into that category of self-actualization. When you reach a point where you're satisfied with how your life is proceeding and you'll like to share that with others. So that's how I feel about art.
Yeah, well, speaking of such things, tell us about Cafe Yay Yay, and what is the inspiration behind this?
Well, Cafe Yay Yay is my radio show that I've had the opportunity to host and produce at Chicago State University. That particular show started in 2008, and the inspiration was my study abroad trip to Nice, France. When I got there in July, we were there for the whole month of July, and I heard the music. You know, it was music, art, the mountains, the Mediterranean Sea, every day. It was just, it was like paradise for me. So when I came back to Chicago State, now I was not at Chicago State. I was an art major, so I wasn't a speech and communication major. But Professor Arthur Reese, I told him how I wanted to play international music, such as the kind that I heard in France. And he reached out to me, and he said, yeah. Now, he really envisioned Cafe Yay Yay as being a television show, but you know me and my embarrassed because, you know, I'm still going through the process of getting dentures, so I shied away from camera action. But he said, okay, let's do it as a radio show, and he gave me a whole crew to work with. I named it Cafe Yay Yay because, like I said, my oldest granddaughter, she named me Yay Yay when she was around 2 years old. She's 13 now. And Yay Yay means grandmom in a West African language and granddad in Chinese. And I got the title Cafe because everyone knows I'm a foodie. And it's not so much that I love food or I'm a greedy person. I just love the ambiance of being in a dining setting with good friends and family, you know. I even love to hear, you know, plates rattling or wine or some kind of beverage being poured into a glass. I just love the atmosphere of people having a nice time, you know, sitting around a table, eating, talking, and sharing the goodness of life. And so that's how Cafe Yay Yay came into being. It's the longest running internet streamed radio show at Chicago State. And we've had a lot of venues and features. We've had you as one of our guests, I'm proud to say. And it's just evolving. It's evolving. I play just jazz now, but that's a misnomer because I'm usually interviewing artists, authors, even playing some R&B. As a matter of fact, Shirley King, the daughter of B.B. King, she's got like a R&B cut out now, and I played that a couple of Wednesdays ago. So, Cafe Yay Yay. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm just running off at the mouth.
No, that's very interesting. Wow, I didn't know that about her. Very interesting. Well, I was going to say that was a really long time. I'm very impressed with how long you've been doing that. That's not easy.
Yeah. It's not because, let me tell you how I know it's not easy. You know, the jazz trumpeter, Orbit Davis, he had jazz camp at Chicago State this summer, and he brought his whole radio show. He's at 90.9, I think that's, jazz radio show. He brought his whole production crew to show his jazz camp how it's done. So he had an engineer, and he also had a guy who checked his Facebook and emails, you know, in case people called in. And I was like, wow, you've got all these people working with you. And I know you haven't been to the studio yet, but basically it's just me. And what I'm working the board, you know, I'm doing all the technical things. I am checking Facebook to see, you know, who's listening or who'd want to call into the show. I'm answering the phone. And it is a lot. And at the end of 2 hours, I really feel like I've worked eight. And I'm booking the people. But I enjoy it. It's just like another extension of that artistic side of me. It's giving people an opportunity to have their CDs played where, you know, I shouldn't say normal, but the standard station may not give them airtime. And it's giving people who've never been to a radio studio to come in and see how we do things. And it's just great. I love it. And, there's been times when I said, I give up. I can't do this anymore. And just when I say that, some other great opportunity presents itself, and I'm back in the seat behind the mic, you know, raring up for another show. So I love it.
So after being involved in this, and I know you do a lot of other things, including showing your art and whatnot, what are you involved in right now, and what do you plan to do in the future?
Well, right now, I am cultivating the jazz. I do jazz, you know, I so-called do jazz now at Cafe Yay Yay, but I am working on a street naming venture for the late trumpeter Malachi Thompson. He used to do these things called scenes at the Sutherland, at the old Sutherland Hotel down in Bronzeville. And me and his daughter, we're trying to have a street named after him in Bronzeville. So we hope to have that happen next year, 2016. I hope to have like I already named it Yay Yay's Just Jazz Cafe, where we have the young people in jazz now come and, you know, showcase their talent, have families come in, you know, with small children, everybody from the baby to grandmom and granddad, come in and have just a nice conversation or some meals or something. It's kind of nebulous right now, but it's taking on shape and form. But I'm going to tell you, Diana, I really, really, really want to harness a group of artists to come over and help you, support you in your ventures to, you know, beautify West Lawn, oh, it's in North Lawndale with your various gardens. And you have my support and my help. I got lost the last time, but I am determined to get over there to help you with your garden. So gardens, you know, with the S. So what are some of the things I'm forecasting for the near future?
Oh, great. Terrific. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be excellent. Yeah.
Thanks.
So, you know, artists are just always, I think, so creative and always wanting to help each other. Cool.
Yeah. I mean, if we don't, who will? Because we get a bad rap. People think that we're frivolous or we are nonchalant or we are airheads. But I think we shape the future. Art has been the foundation. You know, like, you know, when politicians want to get put in a good light and get a good photographer or get their portraits painted or solicit someone to do a documentary film, you know, and, you know, you need people who know how to put you in the right light or good light. Or if you are, you know, even if you're a good person, oh, how can I put it? I don't want to use those suggestional words. But you need formats to showcase your character in the best light possible. And who better to do that than artists? So be it. I think we are the ones who raise the banner and the bar when it comes to character. So, so be it.
Okay. Well, I enjoy those words. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
The word artist. Well, I really appreciate your talking with me today and wonder if there's any final words you'd like to leave us with.
Oh, no, I just want to know, is this recorded, if I can get a copy? I never thought I would say these words because my guests, they always say, well, is it going to be downloaded or uploaded? And now I understand why they want to, because I probably won't remember everything I said.
True.
So I would love to, you know, hear it back in my own ears, and I really appreciate you giving me this opportunity to be on the other side of the mic and, you know, yes, share my thoughts and feelings concerning, you know, the state of art and how I view art making, and I really appreciate it. So those are my final words.
Okay, well, yeah, we'll be sure to send you a link. It'll be in our archives on our Radio Blog site. So you can get it from both places.
Well, thank you so much. I hope you heard me came through pretty clear. I hope that happened.
I hope so, too. So thank you so much. And we've been talking with Marion Hayes. And thank you so much, Marion, and we'll talk to you another time. Thank you, now.
Thank you. Thank you. And bye.
Bye-bye, Marion. Okay, so I thought I'd take a few moments to talk about a project we're working on in North Lawndale, the Peace Parks of North Lawndale, where we're transforming vacant lots one at a time into transforming into Peace Parks featuring African-American heroes, and each vacant lot will be comprised of a variety of things, including benches and plants and trees and whatnot, but also each one will have a large mural. We call them puzzle murals because they'll be comprised of small portraits done on flat wooden blocks that will be attached to both sides of a freestanding mural. And these portraits will be painted of African-American heroes by school children. And so it's always interesting to see paintings by kids, and each one will be of an African-American hero. And we're getting about, 45 or so to a side. And so each mural will be about 90 heroes. And that will help people to learn more about African-American history in this country and who the people are, who are some of the people we should know. And also in each park, there will be a display case for the Black History flag and a large, tall sculpture made from wood with lots of color in it from the colors of the Kente cloth that can only be described as a rendition of the Eiffel Tower. There will also be other magical things happening, including a sculpture in honor of an African-American hero voted on by neighborhood elders. And each sculpture will be made from cement and glass bottles picked up when picking up litter in the neighborhood. In addition, a butterfly garden intended to increase the number of monarch butterflies, and plenty of other things that are built to delight passerby and people come in to use the parks. So, destination, perhaps someday a destination for people to come and see what's happening in North Lawndale. And the new North Lawndale is becoming a very interesting place, and we're only two blocks west of the Kedzie stop on the Pink Line, where the first Peace Park is located at 2101 South Spalding Avenue, right at 21st Street. And we're still working on the park, even though the weather's changing. It's still nice enough out to work on the park, and if you'd like to help, this weekend on Saturday and Sunday, starting at noon and going until 4 o'clock, Saturday and Sunday, you can come and help us. And that's at the corner of 21st Street and Spalding, 2101 South Spalding Avenue, two blocks west of Kedzie. So if you want to help us work on the Peace Parks, it's a great project to get involved in. You can come once, twice, or more. So I hope to see you there this weekend. If you'd like to help us, we're doing some ground leveling. So if you can use a rake and you can use a shovel, you can help. So, signing off, this is Diana Long. We've been talking artists and activism, social justice issues. And what could be more appropriate than taking vacant lots in the North Lawndale neighborhood and transforming them into peace parks? See you then. See you often. See you next Wednesday. Okay, bye.
Let me tell you about the Peace Parks of North Lawndale project. We are creating a peace park from a vacant lot, one part of the park at a time, one weekend at a time. We are volunteers wanting to make a difference. The park will be for the people of Chicago, especially